Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in on A Little Bit of Everything with me, and I am your host, Angelica. This is a podcast that talks about a little bit of everything, so sit back and enjoy the show.
Let's get ready to rumble! 90 days, 90 days, Beyonce.
It's 90 Day Fiancé time with my co-host,
the Coupon Queen.
Thank you, all of you, even on Facebook, for tuning in with us. And of course, thank you to the Coupon Queen Pin and all of you listening on the podcast. Oh my gosh. What can we say about last night's episode?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay. Thank you, TLC, for listening and picking up. You know, because I thought we were going to have to start sleeping through the other way. But yeah, thank goodness. There was some action.
There was definitely some action. And I was just like, something's got to give here. Like, you know, this season so far of 90 Day Fiancé has been pretty slow action. Like, the other way is, I don't know how to, like you said, it's just boring. And I'm glad last night they were able to pick it up a little bit. But...
and without Brittany, because Brittany has been the one shining star in this whole thing. It's like, when Brittany's on, you know something crazy is going to happen.
That's right. Oh my gosh, Brittany knows how to lift these episodes up. But who are we going to get started? Because I'm just like, interesting things I've seen with certain couples, but... you know, the other one's kind of like the same ordeal. Nothing's really changed. But I feel like we should start with Jenny and Sumeet because there's nothing really to them.
Nothing really changed. I kind of was like, okay. She's just like, well, at least I know he wants to marry me. Like, I don't know what to say.
I gotta say, with Jenny... if the lawyer says it's going to take probably 10 years, 5 years to end this divorce, I feel like she's going to stick around because clearly she is fully invested in this with or without divorce papers, with or without the parents' approval, with or without India saying, you know what, I don't approve of this marriage. She is still in it. I feel like no matter what, because she's so in love with him, she will wait whatever it takes. Now, she does say if it takes too long, like, you know, I don't think I can. But at the end of the day, she's already set in her mind, which she doesn't want to admit, that she will wait. She's like she said to Sumeet's brother, like, I am here now. I'm not going anywhere.
Right. That's the crazy part is... it's a whole thing of like, well, I'm not going anywhere, but here's my like big issue. He finally said last night, part of the really huge thing is the age difference. His parents are concerned about the age difference. It's like, yeah, you're 30, she's 60. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. And with the parents, it's going to be a hard one to get the approval. And
yeah,
she is older than his mom, I believe. So there's a lot. And of course, there's society, there's culture, what
right,
the brother
but
said.
I mean, could you imagine your kids like walking in talking about, oh, mom, dad, my boyfriend, and they're older than you?
I can't imagine. Coming from the person here that's has a crush on Sylvester Stallone, so it's probably a tough one.
I forgot about your crush on Sylvester.
I'm just like, I don't know. I guess that will be an exception. Besides everybody else, I'm like, no, you can't do that. No, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay,
but it will be an exception
with
for
the
me.
Exclusion, with the exclusion of Sylvester Stallone.
I had to think about that. I'm like, wait a second. I know I've said it before where I've been like, I can't do the age difference, but when you have a celebrity crush, that's the only exception. I'm pretty sure there's some that can agree to. Not 90 Day Fiancé celebrity, not Bravo celebrity, none of that, none of that.
I will be very honest. If Patrick Stewart or James Earl Jones ever asked me on a date, or Sean Connery, yes, I'm going.
Yeah, there you go. But going back to Jenny and Sumeet, so they do meet up his brother. They're really hoping that brother's going to be the lead-in of saying, right. Hey, fam, I feel like Jenny and Sumeet's happiness is one of those things that's so important to me. You guys need to have an open mind and accept it. Like, you know, how much can brother do, really? How much can he do? How much can he push this relationship to their parents and say, oh, everything's going to be okay? Like, yeah, we're going to accept it. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, you can't run around and go, hey, you guys are so awesome. No. Yeah.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? I think they're just going to have many more lunch dates and dinner dates to see what brother has. Because it seems like
they're going to have to keep doing the check-in, like, has it happened yet? Is it going to happen yet? Is today the day?
Did they say it was cool? Like, how are the parents? Oh, okay, they're good. So did they agree on this? No?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I see coming with them. There's not much action, of course. There's not another surprise. But I do feel like he's kind of hiding something more. But I feel like with... Yeah, and I'm kind of worried to see what's going to happen. I haven't really looked into how many episodes are left in this series. So I'm kind of curious, what's going to happen? Do they end up getting married? Are they actually going to go through this? Are they still together? I've been creeping a little bit on their Instagram. It seems like they are together, but they're only posting pictures of the episodes that we've seen. So for example, last week they posted like, hey, this is where you've seen in that episode, and that's it. They're not giving us much leeway. And
I think what it is, Sumeet learned his lesson from last season, because remember during the middle of last season he started posting a lot of selfies, which let us know that at that point Jenny wasn't with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, we can't forget that, that's for sure. I'm trying to figure out what else can we add about this couple. I feel like there was not much to it besides having lunch or dinner with the brother.
There really wasn't much. There wasn't much to say.
Mm-hmm. Now, who did you want to talk about next?
Let's go with Tim and Maylisa.
Oh, yes. Tim and Maylisa. I got to say, before we go into it, Tim has pretty good Spanish.
I was thinking the same exact thing. I was like, oh my gosh, this man's Spanish is awesome.
I was just like, wow, he could carry a conversation? What?
I was like, yes, no translator app. Woohoo!
100%.
So yeah, and it's not one of those things of you're not translating right. I don't know what's going on. Are you talking about me? So yeah.
So Tim and is really settling down into their apartment. I gotta tell you, with these sound effects, I think I cannot see things in a certain way. He's just like, ooh, you're making breakfast. Oh, I miss your cooking. Oh, that looks so good. Oh, yummy. Ooh. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, it was giving me like Dave vibes. Like, it's like, dude, she's lighting a stove. She's literally lighting the stove. He's like, like that really doesn't sound right.
I'd rather have this, believe it or not.
I'm telling you. I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't think anything was as creepy as Dave's. But yeah. him, like, you made the list, man. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing to us, buddy? Like, seriously. So she ends up making this breakfast that he misses so much because she clearly did all the cooking, what it seems like. And apparently he's been trying to, air quotes, perfect her cooking, or, you know, kind of replicate what she's done, but he can't do it. And, you know, he's really missing that like food that she always used to cook for him. So they have breakfast, and she really warns him during breakfast, like, you know, it's going to be a big meeting tonight. You're going to meet my parents. My mom knows what you did, and she's not happy about it. But my dad doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. But we're going to have to, unfortunately, kind of let him know what's happening, because, you know, I feel bad he's been out of the loop. So I was a bit kind of like, Tim, you might as well run away, because you know how it is, like, in our culture, when something little, even it could be like you didn't want to grab the keys in the house because you forgot them. It's that little thing that kind of just sets us off a little bit.
Sets us off, and now everybody's got to know about it.
Everybody's going to know about it. And then everybody's just like, yeah, the next time you come around Christmas dinner or come over, it's a different vibe. It's like, you're already on the chopping block. And I'm just like, this is scary for Tim.
Yeah, that's usually when you start hearing, this wouldn't have happened if she was still with so-and-so.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, that is a thing. That is, you know, in Latino culture, that's a big, everybody knows. And when they say, you know, when they use those words, gang gang, in Latino culture, it's really a thing. Like, oh no, there will be no inviting you to the Christmas party if you're still not together.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically it. Not even if there was a baptism, a confirmation, any of those events, you're not being invited.
No, the best ones are when it's like, you know, but it's my kid. No, you're still going to wait in the car. So yeah, these two are like preparing to go into battleground, because he knows he's in for it. He is in for it. He better be on his best behavior with her mom. He better not say anything wrong. And I was surprised, you know, it wasn't like, you know, arroz blanco and habichuela. Like, she didn't just put out the regular beans and rice for him and say, you know what, I know what you did to my daughter, eat this. But she put out a whole spread.
Yeah, she really did. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you're making me hungry here.
I know.
Latino food in general is just so good, even though there are different countries of the Latin culture. It's just the food is just so delicious throughout. Like, I'm so lucky to be able to try so many different culture food here in Toronto, because we're so multicultured, and I'm able to grab certain things, and it's so good. So me seeing that spread and all the things that she had, I was just like, oh my God, I need to grab something.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, I know you guys call them empanadas, but we call them pastelillos, which are the little fried meat pies.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, but it's essentially the same thing, except for, like, there may be a few different ingredients, things may be added or taken away or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So it was like, oh, is she serious? Does she need to adopt me? Maybe she does.
But that was definitely good spread, and it was nice to see. And I got to give this to Tim again. I know Tim has done so many a huge thing, obviously, but the fact that he was able to immerse himself into the culture was right. That surprised me a lot, because we've seen these 90 dayers where it's usually the foreigner that goes, the American that goes to the foreigner's country, and they're kind of like, what is this? I'm not eating this. How could we have this? How can we have chicken feet? Like, you know, these yeah, are things
or
where
like Ken, or like Ken the other day, like, what kind of food is this? why is this so, is there dust on that candy? Can I eat this?
Is it safe? Did they wash their hands in the process? So I really got to give it to Tim, bonus points for that, because it's really hard to see people get immersed into the culture. So kudos on that. But I do not agree what he did. And this is where it's going to be so crucial for him to win back the family. Mm-hmm. So as they're sitting down, it seems like there's this, obviously he's nervous, he's scared. Literally mom has got a face of like, I don't like you. I don't want you.
Daggers.
Pretty much. It was scary. I cannot look at her because she is so ticked off. She is ready to like get up and punch him, or she just wants to like knock him down with that bottle that's in front of the table. Like she kept just sipping on her juice, and it was just like, you know, like, oh my gosh, like I just want to, she wants to throw that cup at him. Like you can sense and see it. Like, it's just crazy. And this poor guy's just like, I'm in trouble. How am I going to say this? How am I going to say this? And clearly dad has no clue what is happening. Right. And he decides to get up and say, hey, who wants vodka? I'm just like, okay, yeah. I guess that's a thing. tequila.
It's like, okay, so dad has to go get a drink. Like, is he feeling the tension or not?
Right.
I didn't know what was going on. And then like dad stayed away for the longest time, because it's like they had a whole conversation, like, I know what I did, I know you know what I did, and I'm so sorry, and I'm trying to make it up and not to ever do it again. And it's like, oh my gosh. And mom is just like sitting there stone faced, like, yeah, I know what you did, and you hurt my daughter, and I'm doing my best not to hurt you. So how do we fix this?
Yeah.
Don't think because you're here, it's not a problem. Like, oh my gosh.
We have a Facebook comment. They said, I would be scared of what she put on my food. I would be scared too. You don't want to mess around with her mom. Like, she is completely, but, does but not you know want him there.
Thing? Yeah, but the thing is, you know what it is? And I think the difference is really in Latino culture, it's kind of like, we're going to feed you. If we're coming for you, you're going to know we're coming for you. Like, it would have been like, no, that plate's just for Tim. And everybody's like, oh, we're not eating that. Dude, you're going to die.
pretty much. Oh, boy. Yeah, she literally said whatever she wanted to say. And, you know, like, how are you guys going to fix this? Like, there's no possibility that you can move on, basically. And, you know, Tim starts to cry. And and it's crazy, her side interview was just like, just because you're crying, it doesn't mean I'm going to forgive you. Like, no, yeah, you did something wrong.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the funny thing is, like, she's like, you hurt my baby. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and that crying, it's like, even if Darcy was there, she probably would have knocked Darcy into some sense with her attitude.
Like, no más llorar, pa!
So mom is like 100%, you know what, forget it. Like, Tim, you can't win me back, and it's going to be really hard to win me back.
Right.
Now dad comes back with the tequila shots. They're kind of like, all right, let's take a shot. Everyone get comfortable. Let's have a great time. And then all of a sudden he has to kind of say, hey, we've got, like, I've done something wrong while we were away. And they kind of just don't give him any more. They just give him just enough for him to kind of feel like, okay, what really happened? You're still keeping me out of the loop.
Right. But they're all like drinking, like, okay, yeah, we're going to take the shot right now.
Yeah, let's change the subject after we have these shots. Oh my gosh. So they, you know, Maylise is feeling really uncomfortable because she says in her side interview, like, I feel like my dad, like, it's like we've been hiding this from him because my mom knows everything. And it's just, it's even worse that he didn't even know. But since he had this bond with Tim, he feels like, you know, he's going to lose respect. And that's the biggest thing. And how is he going to act?
And that is the thing. I think that's really what, how can I put it? It's the bond between fathers and daughters. And then it's like when they love your significant other, it's like they feel like they gained a son. So then for this person to not only hurt them and break their bond, but then they hurt their baby girl, it's a completely different thing.
It becomes like mom times like 10. Right. But then mom becomes times 20. So it's tough. It's really tough. And I feel like this relationship, they really have to fight. Well, he has to prove himself and fight for it.
He has to prove himself like 20 million times over to one, just to win mom back. And then the fact that they were hiding it from dad. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Especially in the culture, I've seen it happen where if you even still want to get married and still be together, it's like they kind of disown you in a sort of way. And that's
my biggest fear for her is that, in other words, like, and maybe I should have voiced this before, because I'm saying, okay, if your mom knows this, how could you bring him to your country?
Yeah. How could you?
Because mom even said, you know, he wasn't staying here. I don't care, you know, after what he did in the side interview. Remember, she says, I don't care what he did, what's going on now, what he did to my daughter. He's not staying here. He's not staying under my roof. And I'm like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is he going to fight for this relationship? Are they going to have this relationship that they wanted? Or are you thinking like they're going to part ways?
Let's put it this way. They may part ways, but it'll be because they were forced to.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I don't know if there's any, especially after telling dad, if there's any fight back from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This honestly to me is harder than Jenny and Sumit's whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I don't know, our Facebook viewers, what do you guys think? Do you think their relationship is going to last? They're going to fight for it, or they're just going to part ways? Like, I feel like they're going to part ways regardless. Like, it's tough. She's going to have to think about, like, my parents, may lose my mother and my father because of the fact of the dishonesty from my partner, and I decided to give him a second chance.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is that when you're not from the Latino culture, you don't understand that, like, your parent, like, taking on a partner, if your parents really don't like that person, you're pretty much on your own.
Yeah.
If you choose, you really have to choose that person or your family.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you guys a personal story, because so this way you can see it in a different picture. I dated this one guy. And my mom met him 3 times. She was like, nope, nope, nope. This is not happening. And even though he was such a nice guy to me, he was so nice to me. Like, he was just, you know, it was the beginning of your relationship where you're kind of like, you know, everything's fine and dandy. Okay. But she was like, nope, this is not going to work out. Nope, 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 nope. And I was just like, okay, well, what happens if it does work out? She's like, you know what? That's your problem. That would be your issue. Don't get me involved. Don't even think about picking up the phone if something bad were to happen. So that was my mom. And then when things ended with this guy, it was like, okay, she was like, oh my goodness, finally you woke up, you're accepting the fact that, and you know, I was crying because I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe this happened, especially like your first breakup. And
I think like, that's the worst part though, is like you break up with a person that your parents didn't want you with, and you're like crying and want them to be devastated with you, and everybody's like, finally, yay, let's throw a party. It's like, okay, can someone console me here? Like, you know. Exactly.
My mom was like smiling from ear to ear and was like, yep, I'm glad it didn't work out. You'll be okay. You'll move on. You'll find somebody else. It's all great. There's no point to dwell on this and yada yada. And I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? I'm like, you know, because at that moment, if it's your first breakup, you would be like so depressed. You would be like, oh my gosh, like what happened? Like, how could this be? But obviously you overcome that. You move on with yourself. But I was young too. And my mom was just like, why are you crying for? It's okay. So yeah, that's my personal story with that. she didn't like him.
it's so crazy. But yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Yes.
Oh boy. Anything else to add to Tim and Maylee's?
No, we just have to see what happens with this couple.
Yeah, we'll wait and see, because next week Tim sits down with Dad and really tells him what really happened.
Yeah, and they cut Dad off. We didn't get to hear what Dad was going to say.
Yeah, they did. But I did catch a little bit where he says, to be honest, you guys shouldn't be together. You should break up. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see a little tear coming down. And yeah, so it'll be interesting. Interesting. Oh, right. So we have two more couples left, which was good. Mm-hmm. It is an hour of 90 day. I don't think I can do another hour of the other way. your pick.
Oh my gosh. Let's go with the girl that has been threatening us with a good time this whole time. Ji-hoon and Devin. Oh, or as I love to call them, Ji-hoon and Captain Whiny Pants. So as we know, you know, Devin is still threatening everyone with this amazing time of leaving. It's like, girl, just go already. Bye, Felicia. And I know if you were with me on Twitter last night, I got a bunch of responses to that. I got a bunch of likes and retweets to the whole. Unfortunately, Devin seems to be acting like your typical baby mama. Well, just transfer 3,000 into my account or give me 3,000 right now to prove that you want to be with me. And it's like, how does that prove that he wants to be with you? And in her side interview, she's like, well, it's not really about the money. I'm just trying to figure something out. So he goes and asks his mom to get the money out because he wants to hand it to Devin, who all of a sudden, once she gets the money, is still not satisfied. I don't get this girl at all. I don't get her at all. It's just like, why? And the parents are at an impasse because really, the mom says in the side interview, she agrees with Ji-hoon and the father agrees with Devin. So it's like, oh, crud monkeys, these two, you know.
What a dynamic, though. The fact that Dad is on Devin's side, and then we've got Mom on Jinghu, which makes sense because Mama's boy, you know, tends to happen that way. And then Dad's kind of like, what is my son doing? Like, he needs to grow the F up. So I get that vibe. But, you know, $3,000 to prove that he's got the money and then he has it saved. Like, just for her to say, I'm going to stay here. We've seen this with Devin. She goes back and forth all the time. I'm going back to America. I'm taking the kids. Then she goes back.
And it's like, okay, if you would have said, hey, you know what, take, since you have the $3,000, is it possible that you could find an apartment someplace better for us to stay? Not, hey, I want this $3,000. Oh, by the way, I know I said I want it so that I would stay, but I'm going back to America anyway. Like, oh, why is she threatening us with a good time again?
We've got a Facebook comment. I heard that 3,000 won Korean currency is $28.
Well, is it the is it 3,000 won? Because she said $3,000.
Yeah, that's where I'm confused too. That's a good question. Yeah.
Because I know it was in and I know it was in Korean money, but it was it 28 U.S. dollars, or did she get 3,000 U.S. dollars?
You know what? That's a good point. I feel like I have to go back on this episode and see if it was. I know she says $3,000, but is it dollars or it's 3,000 won? Which is a good point.
Right.
That's a good point. I think we need to look into that a little bit. But with this $3,000, I'm just like, okay, Devin, are you really going to stay? I felt like she was just going to get up and leave. Why didn't she just leave if she's so tired of this whole situation and this broken record? It's like a broken record all the time. And I'm not trusting Jinghu. And I need to just focus on myself and my kids. You know, it's just like, Devin, what are you going to do?
Right. And the thing is, like, okay, I don't understand what her plan is. Like, the thing is, she started off with no plan. So it's like, she's kind of hard to trust right now.
She is hard to trust. And another Facebook comment, If it was dollars, it would have been a crazy amount. Yeah. I got to go back onto that episode and see what she said. I know they all say dollars because I guess they forget. I think even Kenneth has said dollars too, even though they're meaning pesos. But good point. I'm really curious now if it's $3,000 or 3,000 won. But going back to this whole fiasco, you know, we've got Jinghu leaving. We've got Devin on the side of the... of the building, just trying to figure out what she's going to do. Then we got mom. Mom's got a voice. She's just like, you know what, husband, get out of the way. let me finish.
Yeah, it's like, let me go. I'm over here with my baby.
He's like, leave. Leave. Oh my gosh. So, what is the future with them? And they get together again the next day. It's like, he's going to come over. We have to talk things through, talk about what happened. And, you know, he's promising a lot that they're going to open up a joint account. They're going to find a new apartment. He's got to find a job. I kind of feel like Jinghu and mom it's like that relationship with Paul and Paul's mom, but in a way of like, you know, Paul's mom telling him like, you're a deadbeat. This is more of like, oh no, is it Colty and Debbie? I'm getting confused here now. Oh my gosh. Kind of like a Colty and Debbie. Yes. But not that extreme. But
thank God, nothing needs to be that extreme.
Yeah, nothing that extreme, but she does have that, like, no. It makes it worse when she doesn't like Devin in the first place.
Right, but I mean, Devin isn't, how can I put it? Devin isn't making herself too likable, if that makes any sense. Like, Devin is just like, everything is a problem. You know, they met at the airport. That was a problem because she didn't want her mom to meet his parents that way. She picked out the apartment, but the apartment is somehow his fault. It's like, girl, pick a struggle. Like, I don't know. I'm just not a fan. Like, I just think they need to part ways just simply for the fact that she just needs to stop whining.
That's just my thought. Yeah, I agree. They need to part ways. They're not meant for each other. You know, they met I don't remember anymore how they met. But they were at a lovey-dovey hotel, and that was it. They thought that life was going to be so great. But it's turned out to be a nightmare. But I did creep on one of her YouTube videos. It was titled Drusilla Goes to Korean School. And I literally paid 5 minutes of attention of that video. And I see Jinghoo in the background. So getting baby Taeyum ready. So I feel like they're still together.
I have to say this. I think she's trying to live this fantasy. And the same way that Jihoon had this fantasy of what America is, Devin has this fantasy of what Korea is. And it's one of those things of, honestly, it seems like reality is slapping both of them in the face right now. So, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I like to hear your opinions, and, you know, it's just, I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Yeah, because it's so hard to wrap your head around, because it's just like, but I mean, this girl has been whining since season one. It's not anything. And then I think what really got me was on the tell-all, she's trying to make it seem like Jihoon is such this great person, but you've been whining about him from pretty much episode 2 of season 1, and then all of a sudden in the first tell-all it's like, well, you know, he's really not that bad. I just expected him to have things ready. And even then they got into a fight, if you remember.
Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like it's also the language barrier. The language barrier is really difficult for the both of them, where Jinghoo tries to say something, they're using a translator, everything gets lost in translation, which we've seen with most of these couples. And it's like, right. You know, it's hard. Like, how I commend people who are in relationships where the other person doesn't even speak English, because that is hard. Like, we've seen it last week where that translator really, instead of saying like, I'm going to save money for us and I promise you that everything's going to work out, it ended up being the sky is yellow and the birds are on the trees. And it's just, how frustrating is that when you're hearing this? Or instead of saying like, I'm going to be my best, it's the translator's literally saying, I'm going to be my worst and I'm going to continue to do these bad things. And it's just, how can these two move forward? Like, do they end up staying together? Possibly, because Jinghoo is really in love with her. Now, mom thinks that Devin is not really in love with him, which I feel like mom, she kind of go back and forth a lot. Like, of course there's some sort of connection. Like, it's just, she just wants him to grow up and to take on responsibility.
But like I said, it just seems to me that these two are trying to live a fantasy. Because even, I don't know if anybody has seen her modeling pictures, it's almost like she wants to have that Korean K-pop look. And it's like, why? That's not reality.
Yeah, the reality is she's got to support her family. If these pictures are supporting her family, great. But, you know, I don't even know what else to say about them, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's just, and it's just like, okay, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that, mm-mm. So we will see what happens and how long this fight is going to last this time.
Oh my gosh. So moving on to our last couple, Binyam and Ariella.
Oh wow. My gosh. They were the highlight of the internet. The highlight of, or should I say, Binyam's dance routine was the highlight of the internet and Pillow Talk.
Yeah. Oh, so Mama Ariella is still in Ethiopia trying to maximize these days, these hours, these minutes, these seconds to really make sure that Binyam is going to take care of her daughter. She is super pregnant. She's been walking a lot. And Mama just wants to know, is Binyam going to do what he is supposed to do? So they first ended up meeting the family, which Ariella has met.
Right. But that was the funny thing was I was surprised when the family kind of flipped the script on Ariella. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was because at first, okay, we're not even going to talk about the food right now because that was like, what the what? But the fact that when they asked, well, if you get mad at him, are you going to take your baby and just go back to the United States? And I was like, oh, is that kind of what happened? Like, they know what went on in the first relationship, the first marriage. But it seems like, you know, they have an expectation that wasn't lived up to by Binyam or the first wife. I don't know.
Well, since last week's episode, we've seen a lot of articles and we've seen Binyam's story on Instagram about what really happened and claiming that he didn't do anything wrong and how he basically can't even see his son. He's trying to see him, but there's no way of him being able to because they cannot get a hold of his ex-wife. And, you know, it's really sad situation for anybody to, you know, even if Devin goes back to Korea and cannot, baby Tayum can never see his dad, right? That's the...
Right, that would be the thing.
Yeah, and now with him, with a second American... It's like, of course it's going to be a concern. Are you going to go back with his baby? Because it's both of, the kid has a set of parents. Like, it's a tough situation. I'm really kind of like, oh my gosh. And, you know, besides his dance routine, I'm like, oh wow, it's true. What's going to happen? I feel like if something were to happen, she's not going to stay there. And I feel like she's not going to be comfortable staying there in the first place. Because where's the electricity? There's no Wi-Fi. Oh my gosh, look at this bathroom. There is no shower head. There is no tub. I have to use a bucket. How am I going to use the bathroom? I don't think she is going to adjust. And I wouldn't be surprised if Binyam says, listen, if you're not comfortable, then let's go with the visa process and then I can live in America. Cause I feel like he really wants to find his son besides being with Ariella, which I'm kind of like, I don't know. Do I see this couple, you know, into each other? I have no clue yet, but I feel like he wants to
read.
They are hard to read. And I feel like she doesn't know much about him.
Right. I that's the impression that she gives me as well. It's like, I'm not sure. I kind of like, it was like, because when she first got there, she was so shocked as to everything. And I'm like, but you've been in Ethiopia before. Why are you so shocked?
I don't know what Hilton Hotel she stayed at, but damn, she should have, if she's like that backpacker, you would have learned how they live, everything in all areas. So for me, she does not know him really well. It's like they're pregnant. She's kind of have got no choice, but she's chosen for him to be able to, you know, see his son, be with his son, and be together as a family, air quotes, family. But I truly don't think there's that pure love, and she doesn't know nothing about him, because mom's just like, well, I didn't know they had this. Yeah, I didn't think either. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, it's just, she looks so dazed and kind of like, oh, I didn't know about this. I didn't know about this either. Yeah, no, I have no idea. Maybe you should ask him, mom. I have no idea, mom. Maybe you should ask him. Who's the dance partner? Oh, that's his ex-wife. Oh, when did they start dating? How long? Why don't you ask him? It's just like, don't you not know anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I know, but that dance routine. That dance routine. I don't know if I feel comfortable with somebody playing my butt like bongos or playing
piano
on my legs. It's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. It is kind of weird. Social media went crazy.
Yes. Just,
Instagram was worse, I think, with Twitter. Like, it was just tie to tie of how many memes people were coming up with and the dance routine, and it just kept going. Social media, it's fun but also a curse and horrible at the same time. But with 90 Day Fiance, you're always gonna have a good laugh.
You're always gonna have a good laugh. Just hashtag 90 Day Fiance and something will come up.
Oh, what a dance routine. So mom goes to a nightclub, gets to see Binyam work with his ex-girlfriend. And then after he's done, he gets all washed up, puts a fancy shirt on, says hi, says hello, mama. And they talk again. So Binyam, is this what you do for work? Is this going to support your family? Very nice shirt. Where did you get it? Then he goes on and talks about a story of how, you know, him being an MC and how this shirt is the set of lipstick on there. And we find out that Binyam has told Ariella of how he lies about certain things. And she's kind of like, you can't do that with me. You got to tell me the truth.
But the thing is, how do you know if someone admits to lying, how do you know that they're not lying to you? Like, yeah. That was my question. Like, if he's such a good professional liar, how do you know that he's not lying?
Yeah. Good question. So it's
like, oh yeah, he's just always going to tell me the truth. Uh-huh. Sure.
Gotta love mama though. See, when he's at work at the nightclub and you're at home with the baby, you don't know what's happening while you're at home.
But the thing is, even like the family told her, in other words, your daughter's going to have to learn to stay at home.
Yeah. Because
traditionally the men work and the women just stay at home and take care of the family.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you prepared to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I'm not too sure about this couple. I agree. I think she may be going back in another few months. They may try the visa process.
I feel like too.
I'm not sure if they'll break up, but she definitely needs to learn more about him.
Yeah, she really does.
But the cool thing is, he is way better than us men. He's way better than us men because he, at least he's, you know, not, you know, us men didn't have his own place to stay. And that's the crazy part, is because since us men didn't have his own place to stay, he had a whole bunch of roommates. But at least now, you know, with Binyam has he actually has two apartments. And that's the good thing, is that Binyam does have two apartments. Ariel is not pleased with them, but he does have two apartments.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, he's more prepared. It seems like he's really thought this through to a certain extent. Comparing to, obviously, Jinku, comparing to Usman, like, you know, he's got this down packed. But, you know, the fear of how is she going to adjust to this? Like, I can only give you what I can and what I have.
Right. So, let's put it this way. Compared to some of the 90-day men that we've seen so far, Binyam is doing a lot better because he's doing way better than the Swelu. He's doing better than Princess Andre. He's doing better than Usman, you know, and better than Jihoon.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I really don't know. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with these two, especially with her. Like, we already know she's not happy with the living conditions. Mom's kind of like, you know, at least the hospital is good, but what's going to happen with the aftercare? Where he seems right. Like he's determined, but I feel like there's something more. Like I've mentioned, it's like he wants that visa so he's able to go eventually, hopefully see his son if he can. Like, because, you know, it kind of sucks right. That it had to end that way, but we obviously don't know the real reason for it. So I'm curious to see how this couple plays out, because I don't know. Like, this is a tough one, a real tough right. one. And hey, he's doing the most compared to Jinghoo.
Exactly.
Compared that's, to Paul. Not, like, even Paul. Paul, Jinghoo, Usman, Swelu, like, I know he's in America, but he could do so much more. But like, he is trying.
Yeah, but
they need to get to know each other better. Of course, I feel like she does not know anything. You probably ask him what his favorite color, and she'd be like, "Why don't you ask him that?" How many jobs he has? You gotta ask him.
I know.
So yeah. But other than that, we were only able to see four couples, which is cool. And I'm like, this was not bad of an episode.
Right.
I felt like this was, you know, it was getting picked up. I feel like I can't even talk today because, yeah. So
I know. So there was this thing. People have been screaming about Pillow Talk. What happened to Tim and Veronica, and why do we have Mama Chantel and River, who people are lovingly referring to as Sideshow Bob? But so from what I can see, I did look into it, guys. It just may be kind of like that changing of the guard. I don't know if Tim and Veronica are coming back, or in other words, if the bringing on of Mama Chantel and River is them kind of promoting the family Chantel again for a second season. But, you know, sometimes that happens with couples. Like, they'll go when they're getting ready to be on a show or they're getting ready to be on a spinoff, and that could be it. So, yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate, which I'm not a fan of family Chantel. That was super toxic. Like, super toxic, so depressing, exhausting. There was not even a happy moment. It was just constant, like, I don't know. I feel like I should just watch Darcy and Stacy than me watching Family Chantel.
I love TLC, but I can't do Darcy and Stacy. I don't know if I'm more depressed that they're getting their own spinoff. It's just like, ugh, why? Yeah, I already sure. feel like we've been watching the wrong twin all this time, but still, no. So, yeah. But, yeah, so that's what's going on with... That's what's going on with Tim and Veronica. There's been no anything, but we will find out.
Yeah, I hope they come back. They were actually entertaining. Better anything better than the family Chantel, let's face it.
I know. So great.
Well, I think it's safe to say to wrap this up. If you guys are in Toronto, Canada, please beware of the storm. Be safe. It started coming down. For those in the USA, please be safe. It's been crazy lately with this weather.
Yes.
I really ask you to be safe. I know it just started coming down. I was like, oh my God, it got so dark all of a sudden. But be safe. And don't forget to catch us next week on Monday for Happily Ever After live on Facebook at 5 p.m. around 5 p.m. because sometimes we ran into technical difficulties when it comes to Zoom and connecting it with Facebook. But we really, really thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for your feedback. And also Tuesdays, you'll hear the other way at 5 p.m. And for those listening to the podcast, because this episode does air at midnight. So thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And we've got a Facebook comment. Yes, I got a storm coming. It's supposed to be raining all week. It's been crazy. But please be safe out there because it seems like we're all getting affected. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And that's all we have for now.
Bye, guys.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jessica with the Beautiful Feet Podcast.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Coupon Queenpin from the CQP Moments Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka The Gentleman of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Valente, your local massage therapist.
And you're listening to a little bit of everything
with Angelica.
That's it for now, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to.